Welcome to the Daily Rosary with M.A. Cummings. I am he. Today is a bonus episode, and we're going to cover why you say the rosary. Do you meditate every day? Three times a week, four times a week, once a month? Do you pray every day? Three times a week, once a week, Sunday, church, a few times a month? Or do you do both? People have meditated over thousands of years, but it seems like in the last couple decades or so, the practice has become more popular. And I think overall it's good. Settle your mind as you start your day or maybe as you turn in before bed. But what is meditation? It's a practice of clearing your mind of busy thoughts and emotions for a period of time, often focusing on one thing like your breath or a beautiful scenery or what have you. So what's the difference between that and praying? On the surface, I don't think there's much of a difference, but practically and spiritually, I think the difference is massive. Typically, when Christians pray, most of the time they're giving thanks to God, asking for forgiveness, requesting something. As Father Mike Schmidt says, prayer is not original. It's always a response to God calling out to you first. And there are well-intentioned Christians who warn us not to meditate or do yoga. My contention is not that meditating and yoga are bad, but what's on your heart and mind when we do these things? And if we're praying, whom are we praying to? I'm going to make the case of not just praying and meditating, but praying as a meditative practice and give you 15 reasons, promises, if you will, why you should pray the rosary. The benefits of secular or non-religious meditation include inner peace, expanded awareness, mental clarity, lower blood pressure. The list goes on. It's very good. And the benefits of praying, and specifically praying the rosary, 15 of them were given by Mary to St. Dominic of Cornwall in the late 12th and early 13th century and theologian Alanus de Ruppe in the 15th century, and they are as follows. Number one, those who faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. Number two, I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. Number three, the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Number four, the recitation of the rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. Oh, that sounds would sanctify themselves by this means. Number five, the soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Number six, those who recite my rosary devoutly, applying themselves to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. In his justice, God will not chastise them, nor shall they perish by an unprovided death, i.e. be unprepared for heaven. Sinners shall convert. The just shall persevere in grace and become worthy of eternal life. Number seven, those who have a true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Number eight, those who faithfully recite the rosary shall have, during their life and at their death, the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. Number nine, I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. Number 10, the faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. Number 11, by the recitation of the rosary, you shall obtain all that you ask of me. Number 12, those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. And number 13, I have obtained from my divine Son that all of the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of their death. Number 14, all who recite the Rosary are my beloved children and the brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. And number 15, devotion for my Rosary is a great sign of predestination. So, the rosary is your meditation, and it's the best meditation because you get all the human benefits, as I mentioned, plus all the spiritual benefits in less than 15 minutes per day. No, you don't have to cross your legs, hold your hands in a particular pose, or contort your body in any way. Just find a comfortable spot where you won't be interrupted. Sit or lie down and listen to yours truly or anyone else, and let the words of the rosary focus your mind on becoming closer to God through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his Mother Mary. There you have it. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.